Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's a Hebrew Bible. It's an English written Bible that I'm interpreting from. If you'd like an English Hebrew Bible, just give me a call at 312-925-9887, and I'll send you one for free. If you'd like to donate, you can, but I don't accept donations. You could shop at one of these stores that support the purchase of the Bible, and that's good enough. Product advertisements, 2014.com. That's for ClickBank store products. Got almost everything there. That, again, there's product advertisements, 2014.com. Or if you need vehicle parts ranging from the year 1900 through 2014, go to partsautomotive.biz. That, again, is partsautomotive.biz. I have a new album out for Spiritual Upliftment. It's called Dark Glow in My Heart. I'm coming out with another album. You could purchase Dark Glow in My Heart at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, let me begin the program. We're in the book of Revelation. And he goes to say, Revelation chapter 18, after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. He had great authority. The earth was lit up by his splendor. He cried out in a strong voice, "She has fallen, she has fallen. Babel the Great," which is false religion, "she has become a home for demons, a prison for every unclean spirit." A prison for every unclean, hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of God's fury caused by her whoring. Yes, the kings of the earth went whoring with her, and from her unrestrained love of luxury, the world's businessmen have grown rich. Then I heard another voice out of heaven say, "My people, come out of her, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not be infected by her plagues. For her sins are a sticky mass piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes against the holy ones, and her crimes against mankind. Render to her as she rendered to others. Pay her back double for what she has done. Use the cup in which she has brewed to brew her a double-sized drink. Give her as much torment and sorrow as the glory and luxury she gave herself. For in her heart she says, 'I sit a queen, I am not a widow, I will never see sorrow.' Therefore her plagues will come in a single day, death, sorrow, and famine. She will be burned with fire because the Adonai, or good, God, her judge, is mighty. The kings of the earth who went whoring with her and shared her luxury will sob and wail over her when they see the smoke as she burns. Standing at a distance, for fear of her torment, they will say, "Oh no, the great city, Babel, the mighty city, in a single hour your judgment has come." The world businessmen weep and mourn over her because no one is buying their merchandise anymore. Stocks of gold and silver, gems and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, all rare woods, all ivory goods, all kinds of things made of scented wood, brass, iron, and marble, cinnamon, cardamom, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, oil, flour, grain, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and bodies, and people's souls. So all of this was prospering because of false religion, but when false religion falls, it will no longer prosper. The fruits you lusted for with all your heart have gone. All the luxury and flashiness have been destroyed, never to return. The sellers of these things who got rich from her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and mourning and saying, "Oh no, the great city used to wear fine linen, purple and scarlet. She glittered with gold, precious stones, and pearls. Such great wealth in a single hour of ruin. All the ship masters, passengers, sailors, and everyone making his living from the sea stand at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke as she burned. What city was like the great city? And they threw dust on their heads as they wept and mourned, saying, "Oh no, the great city, the abundance of her wealth, made all the ship owners rich. In a single hour she is ruined. Rejoice over her, heaven. Rejoice, people of God, the missionaries and prophets, for in judging her, God has vindicated you." Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a great millstone and hurled it into the sea, saying, "With violence like this will the great city Babel be hurled down, never to be found again. The sound of our harpist, musician, flute players, and trumpeteers will never again be heard in you. No worker of any trade will ever again be found in you. The sound of a mill will never again be heard in you. The light of a lamp will never again shine in you. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never again be heard in you. For your businessmen were the most powerful on earth. All the nations were deceived by your magic spell. In her was found the blood of the prophets and of God's people, indeed of all who had been slaughtered on the earth." So because of false religion and the slaughtering of the peoples of the earth, God is going to deal a blow to false religion, and he is judging it at this very moment. And it stands to fall this very day, this very hour. "After these things, I heard what sounded like the roar of a huge crowd in heaven, shouting, 'Hallelujah, the victory, the glory, the power of our God. For his judgments are true and just. He has judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her whoring. He has taken vengeance on her. Who has the blood of his servants on her hands?' And the second time they said, 'Hallelujah, her smoke goes up forever and ever.' The 24 elders and 4 living beings fell down and worshiped God, sitting on the throne, and said, 'Amen, hallelujah.' A voice went out from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him small and great.' Then I heard what sounded like the roar of a huge crowd, like the sound of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah. Adonai, or good God of heaven armies, has begun his reign. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us give him the glory. For the time has come for the wedding of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. Fine linen, bright and clean, has been given her to wear. Fine linen means the righteous deeds of God's people. The angel said to me, write, how blessed are those who have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Then he added, these are God's very words. I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said, don't do that. I am only a fellow servant with you and your brothers who have the testimony of Yeshua. Worship God, for the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Next I saw heaven open, and there before me was a white horse. Sitting on it was the one called Faithful and True, and in it righteousness, that he passes judgment and goes to battle. His eyes were like a fiery flame, and on his head were many royal crowns, and he had a name written which no one knew but himself. He was wearing a robe that had been soaked in blood, and the name by which he called the Word of God. The armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. And out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down nations. He will rule them with a staff of iron. It is he who treads the winepress, from which flows the wine of the furious rage of Adonai, or good God of heavens. So it's this angel who will be doing the treading of the winepress that we learned about the other day, of those unrighteous people who are to be destroyed. This angel is coming forth to do so. He will rule them with a staff of iron. It is he who treads the winepress, from which flows the wine of the furious rage of Adonai, or good God of heavens. And his robe, and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out in a loud voice to all the birds that fly about in mid-heaven, come, gather together for the great feast God is giving, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of generals, the flesh of important men, the flesh of horses, their riders, and the flesh of all kinds of people, free and slaves, small and great. I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to do battle with the rider of the horse and his army. But the beast was taken captive, and with it the false prophet who in his presence had done the miracles which he had used to deceive those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The beast and false prophet were both thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword that goes out of the mouth of the rider of the horse, and all the birds gorge themselves on their flesh. So that is Armageddon Day, with the birds feeding off the flesh of those killed with the sword that comes out of Yeshua's mouth. And this sword is the power of God given to him, the authority over mankind to do God's will. Alright, that is it for my reading for tonight. And now going to the vocabulary lesson. Let me get my glasses. Our first word is Adam. No, that's incorrect. Hold on, we're at 140. Our first word is Adonam Kam. It means Lord of Rising. Our next word is Adoniram, Lord of Height. Our next word is Ador, Magnificent. Our next word is Ador. It means fire. Our next word is Ador. It means corresponding to fire. The next word is Echda. It means mantle, splendor. Our next word is Adar. It means place in Palestine, also in Israel, Adar. Idar. It means ample. Adar Garzar. It means astrologer, chief diviner. Adrazdar, quickly, carefully. Ardakani, coin. Adoram. Adoniram is a name. Adremalek, name of a Syrian idol. Edrar, arm, power, force. Edrahi, that's the correct pronunciation. It means mighty. Adarath, glory, garment, goodly. Ardash, tread, grain, thresh. Ahab, to have affection for. Ahab, affection. Ohab, love. Ohabah, the same, love. You can go to goodhouse1968.net and view the spelling of the words there. I only put them up as people view one lesson. When they're done with one lesson, I'll know because it'll show. And then I put up the next. So the words, some of the words are already up there. All right, I'm going to say a prayer and I'll believe in you. Good, I petition you to open the eyes of the brothers and sisters against Babel the Great. I pray that you open their hearts to the truth and love and purity and the true prophecies and meanings of God's word, and to know the written scrolls, to know the written Hebrew scrolls, to learn the language and to take in accurate knowledge, that way they can serve you truthfully, faithfully, and trustworthily. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.